Tony, obviously the big surprise starting at number three, Blake Bortles being the first quarterback off the board. Are you surprised by the move for Jacksonville?
I'm surprised by the move by Jacksonville. I'm not surprised he's the first quarterback off the board. He's been my number one quarterback basically since January. I thought Jacksonville was a good spot, but I thought there were better players available to Jacksonville. Sammy Watkins, some of the receivers, Khalil Mack. So in that aspect, it's a surprise to me. Not surprised that Bortles is the first quarterback, signal call off the board. He deserves to be. He's far and away, head and shoulders, better than any quarterback in this draft.
Now, Tony, I know Buffalo had been rumored to be looking to make a move up. They make the big deal with Cleveland, giving a king's ransom in next year's draft. But nonetheless, they get their guy in Sammy Watkins. How big is that for the Bills to make a splash move like that?
Well, you know, you want more targets for E.J. Manuel. The fact is it's a surprising move. It's basically a questionable move. They gave away a lot of picks. And Sammy Watkins is a piece to the puzzle. He's not going to push them over the hump. So you got to wonder what they're giving away to get the player. I thought it was a bit of a steep price for Sammy Watkins, especially in a receiver-rich draft.
How about going chalky? Look at number five. Oakland sits there. They get Khalil Mack, the linebacker out of Buffalo. They get another pass rusher to pair with Justin Tuck there. And then at number six, Atlanta, needing an offensive tackle, needing help for the line. They get Jake Matthews.
Yeah, I mean, they basically sat there. There was all kinds of rumors, as we all heard, that they wanted that number one pick. They wanted Jadeveon Clowney, or they wanted one of the offensive tackles. They got the number one offensive tackle on my board. I mean, doesn't have the upside of Greg Robinson, but he's polished. He's ready to play. He's going to step in, protect Matt Ryan from the get-go, not going to have a lot of picks downs. Doesn't need the development that Greg Robinson needs on his game before he'll be NFL ready.
Now, Cleveland, taking some of the ammo they acquired from the Buffalo trade, they move once back up, and they want to radio see me. I was going to be for Johnny Manziel. Everyone's holding up their fingers, money sign, and lo and behold, it's for Justin Gilbert. So the first cornerback goes off the board at number eight.
The best cornerback, and a guy who is a top 10 talent. There's no doubt about it. I give Cleveland credit. I mean, they went with the best player available. I knew they were going to take a cornerback, as we spoke about before, but I thought it was going to be later in the first round. They went with the best cornerback on the board. Gilbert's rated much higher than Johnny Manziel. So they made the right pick here. It may be surprising and shocked a lot of people. You know, they made the right pick. Mike Evans going before, the pick before, to Tampa Bay. And as a lot of people have thought, Mike Evans goes before his teammate Johnny Manziel in the NFL draft.
And a lot of people were speculating whether Tampa Bay could possibly be a landing spot for Manziel. However, we're going to send it out back to Philadelphia. An exciting first round unfolding here at Radio City Music Hall.